You know, in our journey in our Catholic faith, and especially when it comes to praying for the souls in purgatory, we can enter into the illusion that we're doing a lot, both in our faith life and for the souls in purgatory. Anyone can think to themselves, wow, I pray so much for them, I offer so many sacrifices. And so that's why it's so important for us to connect with the saints, because they help us be in touch with reality. They really show us what's possible for a human person to do for others, and they help us lift up our standards so that we're not just comparing ourselves with ourselves or with the person living in the house or the people on the pew. You really want a broader sense of holiness, of knowing what we can really do. So today's purgatory story, I want to share with you a beautiful nun who is not very well known, but she did some amazing things for the souls in purgatory. Venerable Mother Frances of the Blessed Sacrament had from her infancy the greatest devotion towards the suffering souls, and persevered therein as long as she lived. She was all heart, all devotion towards those poor and holy souls. To assist them, she daily recited her rosary, which she was accustomed to call her almoner, and she ended each decade with the Requiescent in Pace, a prayer for the dead. On feast days, when she had more free time, she added the office of the dead. To prayer, she joined penances. The greater part of the year, she fasted on bread and water, and on vigils, she practiced other austerities. She had to endure much labor and fatigue, pain and persecution. All of these works were turned into profit for the holy souls, Frances offering all to God for their relief. Not content with assisting them herself as far as she was in her power, she engaged others to do the same. If priests came to the convent, she begged for masses for them. If they were laymen, she advised them to distribute abundant alms for the faithful departed. In recompense for her charity, God frequently permitted the souls to visit her, either to solicit her suffrages or to return her thanks. Witnesses have testified that several times they visibly waited for her at the door when she was going to the office of Matins, that they might recommend themselves to her prayers. At other times, they entered her cell in order to present their request to her. They surrounded her bed until she awoke. These apparitions, to which she was accustomed, caused her no fear. And that she might not think herself the sport of a dream or a dupe of the devil, they said on entering, "Hail, servant of God, spouse of the Lord, may Jesus Christ be ever with you." Then they testified their veneration for a large cross and the relics of the saints which their benefactors kept in their cell. If they found her reciting the rosary, add the same witnesses, they took her hands and kissed them lovingly as the instruments of their deliverance. Now, if you even just take a moment to meditate on that beautiful story, you realize just how little we do. So may Venerable Mother Frances of the Blessed Sacrament pray for you. May her simple and yet profound story inspire you to not only be a devotee of the souls in purgatory, but to be a saint of them. My friends, God bless you, and I will see you in the next purgatory story.